As the Republican National Convention gets underway this week in Cleveland, one high-profile Central New York Republican will be watching from afar. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a freshman congressman in a highly competitive Central New York district continues to distance himself from the presumptive GOP presidential nominee.
Syracuse area Congressman John Katko will be watching but not attending the convention that's expected to anoint Donald Trump as the Republican candidate for president.
Between my family and my meetings that I've got to catch up on here in the district and throughout the area, it's time better spent that way.
Katko's among party members who haven't warmed up to Trump. He says he's been concerned about the tone and comments from the candidate from the start. Katko says the only way Trump gets his endorsement is if he starts to
talk about the issues, talk about the plan for moving forward, talk about the plan for uniting the country, talk about the plans for trying to bridge a growing divide between law enforcement who risk their lives every day. I'm trying to figure out how we're going to stop this menace, this beast, ISIS, that's grown up under the Obama administration.
In the meantime, there are concerns in the Republican Party leadership that the Trump candidacy will hurt potentially vulnerable candidates down the line, like Katko, who's finishing up his first term in Congress. The 24th district that includes all of Onondaga, Cayuga, and Wayne counties and part of Oswego County is one of the most competitive in the nation. It's a district that's flip-flopped between Democrats and Republicans over the last five races, and already the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has started running ads that connect Katko to Trump. Katko admits he's not sure how it's all going to play out.
The bottom line is I have great faith in the people of our district. They're very intelligent. They take their time. They see through the garbage with the negative ads, and they judge people for what they've done. And all I'm going to ask them to do is judge with what I've done. And if you don't like what I've done, I respect that.
Katko faces Democrat Colleen Deacon of Syracuse in the general election. In Syracuse, I'm Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.